Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Suzanne Klaproth, who's director of the Domatec show, and we're talking in Hanover, Germany. So how are you doing today, Suzanne?
Hi, good morning, and welcome to Domatec Hanover. Thanks, I'm fine.
Good. Thanks for having me. Actually, you know, I didn't come last year. I was here the year before, but it's good to be here. We have a little snow on the ground, so I think it snowed actually last night. If you don't know what Domatec is, I think most everybody should, but this is actually the world's most international flooring show. As far as the number of countries involved, the number of exhibitors, when you're talking the premier international flooring show, this is it, and it's held every January in Hanover at a massive fair that's, I think, got 20-some buildings. First question I wanted to ask you, obviously the economic situation the way it is has had an effect on everything globally. How has it affected your show?
We know that the economic crisis, that the whole industry worldwide has to face the economic crisis. So at the end, during last year, we know that the people have to think and they cut budgets. But on the other hand, they realized that Domatec is the ideal platform for them to generate new business, even if the economic basis situation causes some problems. So we are very happy right now. We have the same number of exhibitors we had last year. This means in total about 1,400 from more than 60 countries, and 80% are coming from outside Germany.
You knew this economic situation was going to be the way it is, and you know, you probably stepped up your marketing efforts to make sure not only did you have the same number of exhibitors, but also to make sure that the exhibitors were entertaining a lot of attendees. So what did you do in that area?
We know that it's very important for our exhibitors to meet the right clients over here, so we invested in additional marketing campaigns to attract visitors from all over the world. We offered additional services. We offered guided tours for visitors. We offered guided tours for journalists, for example. So we tried to bring the exhibitors and visitors and the press, of course, much more together. And the exhibitors appreciate very much our efforts to bring their potential clients to their stands.
Give us a little bit of the highlights. We're in the second day of the show. Talk about a little bit of the highlights of the show.
Yes, I'd like to. Domatec covers 12 halls on the venue here in Hanover. This means we have about 160,000 square meter gross, which means about 83,000 square meter net. So it's just the largest trade fair for carpets and floor coverings worldwide. And we have a high international participation from, of course, Turkey, Belgium, China, India, Netherlands, USA, UK. All the countries are represented. And if you walk around during if you moved through the halls and you hear so many different languages, from Arabic or Hispanic, French, it's very high. It's very international.
Unfortunately, a lot of these people know how to speak English because I've been able to get around and talk to most of them will speak English. So for those of you in the U.S. who are thinking about coming to this show or exhibiting, I've got to admit a couple things I want to point out. Every flooring surface is on display here with the exception of ceramic tile. And I think the show has been working on some kind of arrangement with the Italians and the Spanish on tile, and just that hasn't happened based on the economic situations, but that probably will continue to develop. And another thing that I'd like to point out is while American styling on both the residential and commercial side is a little bit different than what you see, I have actually been walking around, and you know, many of the exhibitors are here, you know, from the U.S., like Mohawk, and on the carpet side, we've got Beaulieu of America. You've got Maslin Contract. On the hard surface side, you've got Armstrong, Forbo, and Swift Train. And then on the manufacturing equipment side, you have Tufco, Card Monroe, Sellers, Gross Beckert. But in talking to, back to the styling thing, and talking to them, they say that the American styling actually is very well received in Australia and Russia. That they're actually writing some business over here. So they've actually are glad that they came to the show this year, which I found very interesting. Suzanne, one of the things that the show does is they give awards and they have special displays. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I'd like to. The visitors spending their time and their budget visiting a trade fair right now, they expect On one hand, to see the wide range of different products. On the other hand, they would like to get some information about trends, new developments. So we started some years ago to offer and to develop special displays for different product groups, for the hardwood flooring as well as for resilient or the handmade rugs, for example. And we offer different information points for the visitors, where he get a very clear, short information what's going on for the different product groups. And the visitors seem to appreciate this kind of information, so we have a special display only focusing on modern handmade rugs, for example. We have a special display only for the skill trades, how they can be trained to install the floor coverings in a proper way. And we have a display focusing on the commercial market, which is very important, especially for the floor covering companies, where we invite especially architects and interior designers and bring them together with the exhibitors of the flooring sector. So we have a congress. We have very famous speakers in the congress worldwide, from Japan, from Europe, from UK. And we have also a special award where we invite the architects and interior designers to present their latest projects in the commercial market regarding office, hotels and shops.
Actually, you gave the award last night, the Contract World Award, and do you know who won that?
Yeah, we had different categories. We had one category was for hotel equipment, one was for shop equipment, offices, and education and healthcare. So we had 12 winners from Spain, from Japan, from Netherlands, from Germany, from Austria, from Switzerland. It was a very nice ceremony where the prizes were granted and they could present their projects. So there's a good opportunity also for the exhibitors to get in touch with architects and interior designers.
Actually, I've got to compliment you about what you do with the show, because you know, some of the shows we see in the U.S., you have mostly distributors and dealers there, and there needs to be more of a push, I think, in these U.S. shows to do like you guys have done and offer these awards and give an incentive to bring the design community to the show. When you start looking at the mix of attendees, can you give me a breakout for who does come to this show on the attendee side?
The major part is, of course, the retailers and the wholesalers. We have about, let's say, nearly 60% are coming from the retailers and wholesalers. We have architects and interior designers, about 10%. We have also, very important in Europe, are the furniture stores. A lot of these products are sold in the furniture stores. And we have, of course, the skill trades, those people who are in charge and who have to install all these floor coverings.
All right. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, the buzz to the Americans that I've talked to that are here is that they've been pleasantly surprised. Overall, though, talk about kind of the buzz on the floor from what you hear, Suzanne.
Yes, we are very pleased with the first day. We get a very good attendance yesterday, and so this means we expect to get about, let's say, 40,000 trade professionals, only trade professionals from all over the world, and 60% were coming from outside Germany, and we heard that a lot of Americans are here in Hanover visiting Domotex, and also we have, let's say, about 20% of all the foreign visitors are coming from Asia, Middle East, and Far East.
Actually, you commented before the interview that there's more Americans at this show this year than there were last year. Is that right?
Yes, there seem to be quite a lot more. And maybe we offered also special services for the American visitors. We offer a kind of delegation that we bring you, if they are interested, that we also bring you to the venue, but also that you have the chance to meet some shops or some stores in Hanover or the surroundings to get a little impression about the market in Germany as well.
So from an international and global perspective, what do you think the outlook is for 2010 versus the year we just left?
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of companies in the meantime, and everybody says, well, thank God that 2009 is gone right now, and we can start with new expectations, and we are looking forward to 2010. And I think Domotex, right at the beginning of the year, is a good opportunity to start in the new business year. And if the exhibitors tell us that they meet the clients they expect to meet, and that there is a certain trend, that also the buyers I intend to negotiate and thinking about real contracts so that they get orders here. I think this is the best recommendation what a trade fair can offer.
And if there's anybody out there listening that wants to come to Domotex and exhibit they can either come and actually have their own space, but if they want to step in kind of on a smaller level, and if they fit in the right categories, they can either contact, I think, Wanda Ellis with the AFA, or if they're in the hardwood category, they can contact Ed Korzak, because both of them have little group stands. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we appreciate very much the support we get from these associations, taking care of their members and organizing these group stands, which it makes very easy for the companies, especially if they are coming for the first or for the second time, that it's very easy to take part. All these organizational things are done by the associations, and it's a real good opportunity or the good attempt for the to enter foreign markets, to enter new export markets. Being part of a group stand.
Okay, great, Suzanne. I appreciate you being with us. I've been talking to Suzanne Klaproth, who is the director of Domotex, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.